Chapter 1. My eyes opened. I was on my back. A mist pressed close, all around me, so close that it was more like a blanket than a fog. The mist was the color of yellowed teeth, and it moved without a breath of breeze, moved as if it had a will. The mist swirled slowly, sensuously, and it touched me. I don't mean that it was merely near to me and therefore inevitably touched me. I mean that it touched me. It felt my face like a blind person might. It crept up the sleeves of my sweater and down the neckline. It found its insinuating way under rough denim and seeped, almost like a liquid, along bare skin. Fingerless, it touched me. Eyeless, it gazed at me. It heard the beating of my heart and swept in and out of my mouth with each quick and shallow breath. The mist spoke to me, wordless, soundless, and yet so that I understood, and it said, "Shiver." I shivered, and goosebumps rose on the insides of my arms and on my belly, and the mist laughed, as silently as it had commanded me. I called out, "Mom?" But the mist would have none of that. It took my word, stopped it, flattened it, made a mockery of it, and echoed it back to me. I felt something prickling and tickling the side of my face, and turned my head to see that I was lying in grass of such a color that it could never have known spring. It was the gray-green of bread mold, the color of decayed life. I could see only the nearest stalks, those pressed closest to my face. How had I come to be here? And where was here? I searched my memory, but it was a box of old photos printed on age-curled paper. Here a face, there a place. Not quite real, too faded. Too fractured, too far away to be real. Pictures, snatches of conversation, distorted sounds, and sensory echoes, the soft scraping sound of paper pages turned by an unknown hand, liquid poured from a bottle, the strike of a match, the smell of sulfur, I had the thought then that I was dead. It was not a certainty to me, but an uneasy possibility, a doubt, a guess whose truth I was not willing to test. Why were my memories so far out of reach? I had a life, didn't I? I was a person. I was a girl. I had a name. Of course I had a name. Mara. Yet even that seemed unsteady to me. A fact, perhaps, but a shaky fact. The word Mara did not carry with it some flood of emotion. It was a flat thing without depth or shape. Just a word. Mara. Was that me? Let it be me. Let it be me because I needed a name. I needed something definite to hold on to. I raised a hand to my face. I watched the fingers appear, swirling through that unnatural mist. I touched my face and felt tears. I touched my face and felt. Both finger and cheek felt, and therefore I lived. I lived. Then, as if discouraged by my discovery, the mist began to clear. It withdrew from me, sliding away from my flesh like a wave retreating into the sea. I wanted to stand up. I did not want to lie there any longer in the dead gray grass. I wanted to stand and see, and then run. Run far from this unsettling nightmare. Running would awaken me, and all of it, all my memory, all that I was, would come flooding back. It must. I was shaking so badly that the simple act of standing erect became a challenge. My limbs did not want to cooperate with each other, and I made a mess of it, rising first onto hands and knees and then stumbling, nearly falling, before finally rising to my full, unimposing height.